USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Israel Defense Forces say the death toll from the Palestinian attack is now up 350. A defense spokesman said the military's priorities now are to end the fighting in Israeli communities and control breaches in the fence dividing Israel and the Gaza Strip. Over 300 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict. Nearly 2,000 have been wounded. Airline flights to Tel Aviv have been canceled after the Hamas attacks on Israel. Weekend flights on United as well as American and Delta Airlines are listed as canceled. Several airlines around the world announced they're canceling flights to Tel Aviv as a result of the fighting. A retired university dean who was married to Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Ron Powers was found shot to death on a Vermont trail.
Honoree Fleming, age 77, was found dead on a rail trail Thursday in Castleton, Vermont. She died from a gunshot wound to the head, and the medical examiner determined the manner of death a homicide. Fleming, who lived in the town, was a retired dean of education and beloved teacher at Vermont State University Castleton campus. The suspect in the fatal shooting is at large and considered armed and dangerous. I'm Skip Kelly.
At least 100 people are dead after two powerful earthquakes hit Afghanistan. Two 6.3 magnitude earthquakes struck western Afghanistan late Saturday morning, followed by several strong aftershocks. Initial assessments indicate that as many as 100 people have been killed in eight villages, with hundreds more injured, and thousands have been displaced from their homes. A recent study indicates that shouting at children may lead to long-term issues.
Researchers from Wingate University and University College London discovered that verbal abuse can negatively impact a child's mental and physical well-being. Published in the journal Child Abuse and Neglect, the study highlights elevated rates of depression, substance abuse, and other behavioral disorders among the individuals in adulthood.
That's John Schaefer reporting. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The confirmation of Biden's nominee for U.S. Ambassador to Israel suddenly takes on new urgency. Senate Democrats are pushing aggressively for quick confirmation of Jack Lew as ambassador to Israel after the attacks by Hamas on Saturday. Lew was nominated in early September, but the attack, which was widely condemned by both parties and across the ideological spectrum, will kick the effort into high gear. It will jumpstart a broader debate over aid to Israel in an already chaotic fall. He's not heading back home to California.
Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. Friday, news outlets had speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified to reporters that the reports are untrue. He intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the chamber. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. Government Safety Agency, NHTSA, has said it is preparing for a recall next year of 52 million airbag inflators that can rupture during deployment. This opens the door to the prospect of what could become another complicated decade-long repair of defective airbags in tens of millions of vehicles. The companies that put them in cars argue a broad recall would be simply unprecedented after considering just seven isolated incidents have occurred. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.